full of the news that the Americans have elected Barack Obama as their first African-American president. There is also news this week of how members of the fish world elect their leaders. But when it comes to deciding which leader to back, most of the time fish reach a consensus to go for the most attractive of two possible leaders. But like stereotypical sheep following the flock, fish will also follow whatever choice most of the rest of their shoal take, whether or not it's the right choice or not. Now, this is a study from a team of researchers led by David Sumpter from Uppsala University in Sweden and Ashley Ward from Sydney University in Australia, and they published this this week in the journal Current Biology. Now, they conducted experiments in aquariums with little freshwater fish called three-spined sticklebacks. And from previous studies, they already knew that these fish had certain preferences for a particular leader fish, and they were ones that were just generally fitter, bigger, plumper, and that haven't got spots that might indicate that they have a parasitic infection. Now, what the researchers wanted to know was whether a shoal of fish come to a decision as a group on which leader to back and whether that's by consensus. In other words, do they make decisions that reflect the general opinion of the whole group? Now, a similar thing actually happens in people when we're asked to sit on a jury in court. It was actually an 18th century French philosopher, Condorcet, who showed that as the size of a jury increases, so does the chance that the group will correctly decide if the defendant is guilty or not.
But how do they know the defendant is guilty or not?
Well, OK. I mean... Now, that's just being difficult, but this is the same sort of thing that goes on in fish, and it's much easier to see in fish because they're essentially going for fish that are or are not attractive based on whether they're big, small, skinny and spotty and so on. And that's what Sumpter and Ward did. They made replica fish representing different levels of attractiveness, which we already knew that they do generally prefer. And put quite simply, the groups of fish checked out two possible leaders in the tanks and swam towards the one that they chose. And the researchers saw that as the size of the shoal of fish increased, the fish got better and better at accurately choosing the better leader, which was the one that actually was bigger, better fed and so on. While the consensus group was most accurate, most of the time they were mostly accurate. Occasionally the shoal would slip up and make the wrong decision and actually swim towards the smaller, less attractive leader. But who can blame the stickleback? Since us humans, we do make mistakes as well, but we generally follow what everyone else around us is doing, whether or not that's always the right thing to do.
And it can, of course, lead to stock market crashes as well if you subscribe to those sorts of values. Thanks, Helen. It is The Naked Scientist with Chris and Helen, and we're talking shortly about the science of archaeology and what archaeology can tell us about what happened in the past, of course. And we'll be talking with Preston Miracle. He's at Cambridge University, and he's an expert on what we used to eat and what bones can tell us about how we used to rear animals. We'll also be finding out about the plants that we used to grow and we grow today and how we can interrogate the genetics of plants to inform us about that. Martin Jones will be here to talk about that. And also what really went on at Stonehenge. We'll be finding out what strontium isotope analysis of some of the bones that have been found at Stonehenge is revealing.
Distilling the best science. The Naked Scientists.
It's The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Helen Scales. And don't forget, we're also live on Second Life. So hello to everyone in Second Life. And if you'd like to join in with a bunch of people who listen to us in Second Life, you go to Second Life on the internet and you go to the Scilands, S-C-I-L-A-N-D-S. And then if you find the Naked Scientist Mansion, you'll see the assembled crowd there listening to us. So hello to all of you. We're watching you. Helen.
Still to come, we'll be finding out...